This episode originally aired as a YouTube video. Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve. Dr. Laura Dabney back with you talking about how to live a stress-free life and relationship. This week in particular, I want to talk to you about stress management activities for your relationship. Last week, I talked to you about the stress I see in relationships and especially the hidden stressors in a relationship. But this week, I want to talk to you about some management techniques for that stress. Okay. When I talk about stress management techniques, I like to think about it like a football game. And like a good coach, they use offensive and defensive strategies to confront their problems on the team or with the team they're going to be playing against. So, offensive strategies, let's start with that. I like to first start talking about the preemptive strike. So when I talk about offensive strategies, I think of it like putting a pebble in a stream. You're taking some action to disrupt the flow. So if something's going on and you do something. I mean, when I say take action, it could be making a statement, it could be requesting a time to talk or creating a time to talk. It could be an activity, it could be anything to disrupt some flow that's not working for you, some stress that's going on and you want to disrupt it. So a preemptive strike is for the problems that keep reoccurring. Okay, those ongoing problems, you see them, you feel them, you deal with them, and you know they're going to come back up again. So this is a way to stop it before it happens, because what happens a lot of times is you get in the middle of it, you start trying to talk about it or deal with it, but tempers are high and it ends up in an argument. So this is talking about it when you sense the problem is coming up, but before the problem comes up. Okay, so tempers are cooler. So saying, you know, this, I suspect this problem is coming up and I'd like to talk to you about it. Okay, so that way you're avoiding the problem, but getting it resolved. Then there's also the offensive strategy called postmortems. Postmortem talks are the opposite. They're talking about the problem after it's happened again, but before it goes underground. Because again, people have a problem, they keep having a problem, and they want to kick the problem down the road because it's calm now after the fact, in the aftermath, but they don't want to talk about it because they don't want it to erupt again. Okay? That's not a good strategy because when, as you know, when things get buried, they tend to blow. So, the postmortem comes after the problem, but when tempers are calm, but before it's a distant memory. You may say, so that issue that happened last night, that talk didn't go the way I wanted, so can we please try again? All right. Then there's defensive strategies. These defensive strategies I think of as removing that pebble from the stream, right? Letting the flow continue unimpeded. So defensive strategy number one is protective time. Anybody who's been in to see me, anybody who's read anything by me knows that this protective time is so vital to your relationship. Protective time is you, along with your significant other, agreeing and following through on making time for just yourselves on a regular basis. On the calendar, it's not to be interrupted, it's not to be interfered with. Everything else goes around the protective time. Some examples from my patients are getting up 30 minutes early to have coffee and paper in bed. Meeting after work but before dinner for tea or a drink on the porch for 30 minutes or an hour. I know another couple sits down after dinner, after all the dishes are done, the kids are in bed, and they sit down at the table and have dessert together. The key to protective time is that you're not going to sit there and have a deep discussion. You can have light activities. The key is to have activities that can be interrupted. So you don't want to get into a deep movie or some show that can't be interrupted, or have each have your own ear pods on so you can't hear the other person. This is about doing, maybe we're looking at your calendars, or maybe finishing up a task, or reading the paper together, or magazines together. This is hanging out. Teenagers do this for a reason. They don't know why they do it, but they do it to have the opportunity to do something, carry through with something, chat if the urge comes up. Okay. So if there's something that's been going on in underground, now you have the time to talk about it for sure, there on the calendar, preferably daily, weekly will do too. Okay. The other defensive strategy I like to talk about is the bridge statement. Bridge statements, it's funny because we talk about bridge statements in all other areas, in our social lives, in our workplace, but we don't talk about it in our intimate relationships. Bridge statements are the pivoting. You've heard the term pivot. So it's a way to move from a gaffe or an unexpected display of emotion to protect the relationship. Okay? So it's making that switch, making a move. It's a line that helps you get away from a situation that's going to run away from itself. All right. So maybe something like, you know, I thought I could listen. I said I would listen to what you have to say, but I find that I'm actually thinking about something that happened at work. So let me take care of that and I'll get right back to you. Right. Or something like, you know, okay, stop. Let's stop. This discussion's caused me to be really angry and I wasn't expecting that. So I'm going to head to the office. I'll be back at dinner and we'll try again. So two things: you're admitting to a feeling and you're not punishing the person. Those two factors make it a bridge statement. Lastly, the last defensive maneuver I want to talk about is an admission statement. So many of my patients, and you too probably, are super successful, and that's good. All that success, all the accolades, but you can tend to be a little perfectionistic. And perfectionistic can really get in the way of a relationship. Call it a wedge. It wedges right in there and causes distance. Admissions are our way of empathizing and connecting with our partner. The admission of fault or a shortcoming or something not so great, and it helps connect with their faults, shortcomings, and things that aren't so great. This is a way, just like celebrating happy moments, admissions are a way of empathizing with each other over not so happy things or not so great things. Here's an example. If your partner says something along the lines of, this pie crust I'm making from scratch calls for lard. Do you know where to get that? If you're perfectionistic, if you use a perfectionistic statement, it could be, lard's bad for you. An admission statement could be, you know, I don't even know what lard is. Do you see the difference that an admission statement makes? It's a little bit closer. Maybe your partner says, you know, some mornings I just don't feel like going to church. A perfectionistic statement could be, we promise to go every Sunday. An agreement statement would be something more along the lines of, yeah, some mornings I feel like being lazy too. Such a big difference. Don't have to correct or write or hold your partner's feet to the fire. In fact, doing all that causes problems and pushes you away from your partner. So admitting you agree or you understand or you're the same way is a way to get closer. Okay, so that's five strategies for you to help manage your stress in your relationship: the preemptive strike, the postmortem, the bridge statement, the admission, and the protective time. The protective time, the bridge statement, and the admission statement. Okay, good luck with all those. Please give us a call if you need any help or any clarification of any of that. 757-340-8800.
Thank you for listening to the Relationship RX podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.